All right, so how were you introduced to this production? How did it all come together?
Well, so this goes way back. I first met David when I was working for a theater company called John Cocktail Repertory, which sadly is no longer in existence. I was working with a friend who's named Natalie, and David came to see the movie show, and that's how we were introduced. And I actually auditioned for the 2008 production of Annihilation in Ghost Hell. I can't even remember which character now, and was called back, but wasn't ultimately cast. So when I found out that they were doing the new production at Y, I contacted them, and or they contacted me one way or the other, and I said I'd love to audition for the role of Eloise Nunn, and they said, no, actually, we'd like you to audition for Annie. And I was surprised but delighted, because I don't think she and I look that much alike, although David will tell you different. And I went in, I did one audition and got cast.
So how did it feel to be cast as that character? It's a pretty strong character, very very interesting role.
Yes, it is. She's an interesting woman. I've done a bunch of preparation for the role. I read a huge biography of her by Deirdre Baer that I had to track down online because I couldn't find it in any library. And then I have all her journals as well, all her diaries. A friend loaned me all of them, which are also hard to get together in this place. She must have been an extremely charismatic person, because she was a real manipulator. have you read the play?
Yes, I'm familiar with it, absolutely.
Okay, great. So you know that she was married to two men for a while at the same time.
Yeah.
So she managed that by keeping one husband in New York and one husband in California and flying back and forth and lying to both of them about what she was doing in each place, and she had a small cadre of friends who had helped her keep up the farce for years and years. And I mean, to some extent, you have to figure both husbands had some idea what was going on.
Yeah.
But they all kind of bought into it. And she only ended up divorcing one of them because of tax reasons. They couldn't both claim her as independent. So she had a lot of life, and she didn't tell the truth all the time, but she was a wonderful writer, and apparently she was a really wonderful person to be around, and she must have been, because she was in trouble.
So how do you think this role was different from some of the other roles you've played? You've got a lengthy career, you know, off-Broadway, so how is this one different?
Oh, I would say she's, well, a lot of the women I've played have been what you might call very classical ingenues, you know, like, definitely in The Importance of Being Earnest, even Marie Antoinette to some extent, they're very sweet and very straightforward people, you know, they're not liars, they're not really manipulators, and she is, Anais Nin is a very strong personality. Not only that, but she's somebody who's was completely dissatisfied with her life, at least with the Anais Nin that she puts in this place, is unhappy with her life as it went. When she was alive, and now she wants to be a completely different person. So she's very motivated to change herself and all the people around her. So she's a very strong person, and very forceful, and very cunning, I would say. So that's a lot of fun. It's great fun to play somebody who's not a darling all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun, too. Being an ingenue is great to be. It's a great for my career. It's wonderful to have a type, but it's wonderful now that I'm getting a little older to be able to break out and play people who are a little more colorful, let's say.
Okay. Who do you think will enjoy this production the most?
Oh, I would say definitely fans of Anna Eastman and her writing, people who are fans of history, people who are fans of Waiting for Godot. There are certain elements of Waiting for Godot in this play, and it definitely talks to that play in a certain way. It's a lot about waiting, and whether waiting can be recognized as a worthwhile thing. And feminists will love this play. People who love humor, people who love existential comedy. Yeah, I mean, it's got a lot in it. I wouldn't say it's a children's play, but I think there's a lot in it for a lot of different kinds of people.
All right, how do you want your performance here to be remembered in a couple of years? I mean, you're going to be in a lot of stuff over the next couple of years. You've been in a lot of stuff already. So, like, in terms of, like, your body of work, how do you want this to stand out?
I think this one, so more than a few years ago, at the Cup Co, actually, I was looking at the Maid. And the Maid is a very tough, angry piece, but I got some of my best reviews in it. And I think I'd like this to be seen as, like, something on par with the Maid in terms of quality, in terms of the forcefulness of the performance, in terms of some of the humor that gets brought out even in sort of desperate situations. That's how I like to think of it, you know? I mean, it's a little out of the norm for me, but it's really tough and powerful and I hope engaging.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to say about the production, what it was like working with the cast? Just something to kind of, like, let people know what went into this as far as, like, everyone, including yourself?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I mean, this is a wonderful cast. It's a diverse cast. It's almost entirely female behind her. We worked really hard. There's music in it, there's some dance in it. It's quite a physical play. Everyone involved is extraordinarily talented and very dedicated. We worked a lot, we worked very hard, and because this is a showcase production, we did a lot of work in a very short period of time, which requires a lot of concentration and a lot of trust in the fellow cast. That is just absolutely beautiful. The set designer did a lot. It's not much. So it's like a dramatic. Antonio is a wonderful director. He's been doing this for a lot of years. And David was there pretty much every day watching us make any changes in the script. So it was a real workshop in the genuine sense. Everyone was collaborating. And the actors who probably did have a little input sort of accidentally in the ways that lines changed. This was also